It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're going to be talking about the California Healthy Kids Survey, which is something that's done locally in Tuolumne County and throughout the state of California. Students are asked a variety of questions and things like drugs, alcohol, and other things. We're going to hear all about that this morning. And some of the information may be a little bit eye-opening. We're joined in studio by Rob Egger, who is the Director of Differentiated Assistance and Grant Programs for the Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools. And the superintendent herself, Kathy Parker, is joining us as well. So thank you both for coming in today.
You're welcome, BJ.
Yeah, thank you, BJ.
So I'll start first with Rob Egger. Can you explain a little bit about what the California Healthy Kids Survey is and why it's done?
Yes, the California Healthy Kids Survey is an anonymous survey given to students in grades 5, 7, 9, and 11. And this survey measures five really key areas for student connectedness, school climate, school safety, physical and mental well-being, social emotional learning, and student supports. We have been giving this survey for decades. Going back to my first year as teaching in the late 90s, we were giving this survey, and it is given through West Ed. So we have a lot of data here that we can look over a long period of time. This is often used by our school districts to write their goals. It is used by our community partners such as ADCA, Public Health, Behavioral Health, CNVC, in order for their programming and goal setting also.
I know you have the results from the survey here with you. So what were some of the findings?
Yeah, so in the first part, school engagement and supports, we find that our students are connected to their schools. We did not see a big drop in this during the pandemic. And we know that girls are typically more connected to school by 10 points. We know academic motivation is good, but we see that it starts to drop in seventh grade and remains low through high school. We see meaningful participation drops a little bit in seventh, and that we have positive feedback on our school facilities. In school safety, that our schools do perceive their schools as safe, higher than the state average. We do see a little bit of cyberbullying a little bit in seventh grade, a little bit higher. It drops in ninth, but then goes back above the state average slightly in ninth grade. What we do find is in the substance abuse and in the physical and mental health is we find that those numbers are high. Those numbers are a lot higher than the state average. Our current alcohol and drug use, we're looking at seventh grade is 7% for the state average, 11 for our students. In ninth grade, 15 for the state, 21 for ninth grade. And in 11th grade, it's 23 and 34 for our students. So you can see it tends to rise throughout high school. We see the biggest increase is from 9th to 11th grade. And then we see that marijuana follows the same trend as alcohol. We see an increase between California and Tuolumne County students nearly doubles each year. So when we look at this in 7th grade, we are at 4% for California and 6% for our students. Then it goes to California in ninth grade, 10th to 14, and then 16 to 24 in 11th grade. So we see that big jump between ninth grade and 11th grade. And one of the things we find with the 2017 to 29 statewide average is that it is now easier to obtain marijuana than it is to obtain alcohol for our students. And our students will tell us this as we go into speaking with our students. They are very open about that it is much easier to get marijuana than it is to get alcohol. We also find, as we do home visits looking for schools or looking for students who are not going to school, we find that students are in homes where we see marijuana billowing out the windows and the doors in the middle of the day when we go to knock on these doors. And these are the students that are not getting to school. They're not getting access to the mental health services that they need. And so this data matches with what we're seeing on the ground when we're going out and we're working with students who are not engaged in school. So we also see that vaping is becoming increasingly problematic for our schools. It is difficult to track vaping. It's easier to hide for students. The numbers indicate that in a seventh grade, we're 3 points above the state average. In ninth grade, we're 8 points above the state average. And then we're 10 points above the state average in 11th grade. So these trends show that it's higher in Tuolumne County than across the state. The second area of concern is when we get into those who have considered suicide ideation. And this one, we have numbers. We have 25% have considered suicide in the past 12 months, have seriously considered suicide in the past 12 months. So that's one in four seventh graders. It's 26% in ninth grade and 24% in 11th grade. So we see a consistent pattern of one in four seventh grade through high school. And with those numbers, we see it's much higher than the state average. The state average is 16 and 17% for ninth and 11th grade. So we see that link to chronic sadness and hopelessness. And in fifth grade, the question is just, do you feel sad most of the time or all of the time? 22% said yes, and statewide, 18%. Then we get into, do you feel sad or hopeless where it has changed your daily activities in the seventh through ninth grade? Here's where we see 37% compared to 30 state average. It jumps again in ninth grade. 46% to 33% in the ninth grade, and then 54% to 37% in 11th. So these numbers are concerning. Within that data, we also find that girls experience sadness more than boys by double digits throughout all the grade levels. So,
talking about the Healthy Kids Survey on this weekend's Motherload Views, joined in studio this weekend by Rob Egger with the Superintendent of Schools Office and Kathy Parker, Superintendent of Schools. Kathy Parker, before we move on to the conversation, anything you'd like to add?
Well, I think it's really clear that while we're comparing how Tuolumne County students are responding to the survey compared to the state average, any of those numbers are concerning, whether we're looking at the state average, which is quite high, but also especially around our Tuolumne County students. Now, we can't provide services for all the students in California, but we definitely can provide services for our kids in Tuolumne County. And I think that as we start to delve into these numbers a little more, we're really needing to look at linkages between does, for example, the chronic sadness, is it linked to alcohol and drug abuse? Because are you trying to mask your symptoms of sadness and hopelessness by medicating, self-medicating? We need to really delve into that data a little more to be able to target interventions and support for students. One thing that's worth noting is our numbers were high prior to the pandemic. The pandemic, I think, simply made it even more obvious to our partners, to our schools, that our kids in Tuolumne County need some support and help.
You know, the Tuolumne County numbers being higher, as you mentioned, with things like alcohol and marijuana and suicide, has that been a relatively new thing, or is historically, do you know, has it been that way?
It's been trending up. For our last few surveys, I think suicidal ideation and chronic sadness has always been a concern ever since I've been an administrator, which is now we're looking at over 10 years. Rob, do you want to add in anything that you've noticed trend-wise?
Yeah, we expected to see a major increase during the COVID shutdowns, and the results did not indicate that. So we did not see these. So these concerns, I have been doing this presentation now for 4 years. This is my fourth time doing this. And these are the same concerns we've had over the last 4 years. So we've been responding to these. During the COVID shutdowns, we did respond with these concerns, with this in mind. We had a lot of our service providers, our therapists, our counselors. We're taking individual students and really targeting those students and making sure they had connection during when they were shut down to make sure that these numbers didn't increase. That was our hope. What we have found is that while these numbers haven't increased, we're seeing the depth of the problems becoming more severe. We are seeing more mental health issues with students, with parents even. And trying to put those supports in place to help those students is definitely, that part has definitely increased.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking this weekend's Motherload Views about the California Healthy Kids Survey, joined on the program by Rob Egger, who is the Director of Differentiated Assistance and Grant Programs for the Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools and Superintendent for Tuolumne County, Kathy Parker. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.